Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We've got a big show coming on. And the second half of the show, we're going to have Bill Bullard on with RCAF USA, and we're going to talk about what's been going on there. I've kind of lost track, and I contacted him this week, and I said, let's find out what's been going on. And there's a lot going on, and they are working hard. And I'll tell you what, folks, they need your support. I need your support. We need to support those that are on boots on the ground doing what they can for America. Let's go to the Lord in prayer because he comes first. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we are finishing out a work week, a week of confusion, a week of news. But Father, hopefully we've had time to spend with you in the hustle and the bustle of this busy world. Father, may we be a calmer people. May we choose you for our peace, for only you can give such a peace that no one else can understand. While all else is going crazy around us, we can have a peace with you. To know and understand you are our protection, no matter where we are, no matter what we are doing, you are still in charge. Father, we are here. Let us be your instruments. I know you have a task for each and every one of us. Here am I, send me, O Lord. I know we ask for an awful lot from you, but we do pray for your protection. We know that it is there. We know that you are still on your throne, and nothing that has happened in this world, as horrible as it is, shocks you. The nature of man is evil, unless we have you living within us. And Father, there's much evil because you're missing in the lives of many people. They have not opened up their hearts to you. So Father, let us be your witnesses. Let us be your voice. May we be a people that dive in and seek your word and then follow the paths you have for us. For such a time as this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We've had a full week of conversations. Monday, we talked about ignoring the obvious, and Tuesday, we talked about inside, outside, upside down, bass, backwards, and meaning the wokeism that does everything the opposite of what it should be, and we're supposed to believe these things. Wednesday was the race to the bottom for all that is going on, and I'm talking mainly about the United States of America. And yesterday's show was It's Up to You. I had my sponsor at the Immuno 150, and on Wednesday we had Melody Cedarstrom on with the gold and silver. Your finances, your health, no one else can bring it to you. It's up to you and the good Lord. But it's up to you to make the decisions and the choices that will make you healthier and that will secure, whether you have a lot or a little, your portfolio in the world. So today I've titled the show, When Your Enemy Negotiates With You. Perhaps we should first define our enemies. Who are they? Enemy, as defined in the dictionary, a person who's actively opposed to or hostile to someone or something. Have we not listened to America's politicians, their political parties, in particular the Democrat Party, but there are many, many Republicans as well, say that America is evil, and they drive their constituents to hate America? The word nationalism, they hate it. They act like if the flag is all over the parades, the American flag, that that is a bad thing. Racist. Do we not consider, they consider us now their enemies. We the people and our constitutional republic. The other definition is a hostile nation or its armed forces or citizens, especially in time of war. Well, this is an obvious one. That's kind of what we all think of when we think of an enemy. We think right now of Russia and Ukraine. They were definitely enemies. Another one. A thing that harms or weakens someone else. Now think about the propaganda we've been fed as Americans for decades and decades upon decades. And now the earth worshippers, yes, it is a religion with them, want to sacrifice your life, your way of living. They want to sacrifice you for their agenda, for the earth. Remember, everything they say and predict has been a lie. And has never happened. Never. Not one. While few believe their own garbage, the fixed science, most know full well that climate change is a hoax. A huge hoax. Americans and others have already suffered needlessly, but they have profited, but those who have been pushing this have profited greatly and continue to gain in wealth. America has been their enemy. Who was the enemy during the great pandemic? China was responsible, but the woke left, same ones who believe in the climate hoax, made you the enemy if you didn't wear a mask, if you didn't get a jab, or if you didn't stay home when you were told to. Enemies lie. They will look to anything possible to hurt you, break you, destroy you. Anything. Today, if you do not believe in climate change, if you do not follow the woke, bass-ackwards thinking, if you speak of freedom, liberty, or even private property, if you question motives and policies, if you voted for the wrong president, if you are a Christian and believe in the sanctity of marriage and family and life, you are called the enemy of the state. Since you, we the people, created the state, how can we possibly be the enemy? We are not. But the state has grown to hate its creator and now chooses to fundamentally change itself. They will say for the good of the whole community or world, but never for the good of individual rights and freedoms. For they do not believe in such dribble. That's the old America that is created by those racist old white men. So America, why do we, the people, continue to let these enemies negotiate and legislate for us? They hate the nation and you, and they will destroy it. In fact, their objective is almost complete. Remember, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The enemies are abusive and continue to undermine and ignore our constitutional rights. And then the declaration, it says, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces and design to reduce them to absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. I rephrased it a little bit. When our so-called statesmen continue to display the same strategies in order to make you succumb to tyranny, to their dictatorship ways of governing, unless you want to live this way and condemn your children and grandchildren to live this way as slaves, you have a right as a citizen and a duty to do all you can to replace the tyrants with true and honorable men and women who seek to restore the founding principles of our constitutional republic. I hear music. We're headed into the break. Stop and think. Who is the enemy, really? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. I'm lost as a feather in a hurricane. There's no way to measure how far I am from okay. Let me tell you, there's no good reason why I lay my heart on these tracks.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Vitae Foundation continues their stand for life and women who are caught in unplanned pregnancies. Abby Johnson will be the keynote speaker at Vitae Foundation's 30th annual pro-life events, March 22, 2022 at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Jefferson City, Missouri. Abby is the author of the national best-selling book Unplanned, as well as the movie based on her book, also titled Unplanned. She tells the story of her powerful conversion from abortion clinic director to outspoken pro-life advocate. Abby believes in the work of Vitae Foundation as they utilize digital marketing strategies to connect abortion-determined women with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Reserve your seat today. You have two chances to attend, luncheon or dinner. Events on March 22nd. Go to adsforlife.org. Abby Johnson will inspire and encourage you. March 22nd in Jefferson City. Before the event sells out, register today at adsforlife.org. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I'm going to continue with my thoughts here, and then we'll go on to some things that really kind of sparked it, as if you didn't know what kind of sparked it already, but we'll go on. We have many enemies here and abroad. That is no doubt about it. Why would we entrust one enemy to broker a deal with another enemy? For the good of whose community will that outcome be? We cannot hide for that which is happening. We must get our heads out of the sand, folks, and pay attention to what is happening. Not just in Ukraine, not just in Russia, but here. In our own homeland. Here. Yesterday it was announced, and I'm sure you heard it, that the New York Times, you know, they're the ones that censored everything and said it wasn't a real story, have come out and said, oh yeah, Hunter's laptop, it is a real story. They blocked that news before the election. Now, I got a little aggravated because you know what I feel like, but I got a little aggravated at the news last night, some of the commentators, because they said, well, we know Biden won the election. We know they cheated to win the election. They stand here and they tell us how bad it is. How bad it is in Russia. That Putin controls all the media. Well, back up the truck. This was Brett Baer. Back up the truck. What has happened in the United States of America? obviously, since Trump ran for president, it's been obvious. Did America ignore it? The Democrat Party seems to own the political arena, seems to own our media. It may not be the president that owns it, but it's the oligarchy in Congress. It is the Democrat Party, mostly. But then we have rhinos like Cheney, and we have, I just can't believe how evil Mitt Romney is. He begged for Trump to support him, and then he turned around and stabbed him in the back. They talked about somebody having a Brutus in Russia. We have a lot of them here in America. They may not have literally stabbed anybody in the back, but they sure went after him, and they're still going after him. Why? Because he represents you, the people. That's why. It was a dark inaugural address that he made, speaking of Trump. What I heard him say was, we're going to restore the republic. Restore the republic. He was going to get rid of the swamp, but the swamp was too many, too big, too powerful, and they attacked him. With a glimmer in their eye like Schumer, they went after him with all that they could. But he was you. It is you they are after. They don't want you to have those inalienable rights that were given to you by God. They don't want people to be equal. They want to shout their word equity. So who is the enemy? How can we be the enemy of the state if we created the state? Okay, so Hunter Biden's laptop. It is a real story today because they've decided it's a real story. Maybe they're mad at Biden and they want to get rid of him and they're trying to figure out a good way to get rid of him. I don't know. We already know from other sources that he is embedded with China, with Russia, with Ukraine, compromised. But that doesn't matter. And we also know that during the pandemic, those dictators, those tyrants, didn't want you to have medication that would help you. They went off crazy-like on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, blamed a death, it was a murder, on Trump because somebody tried to drink a form of hydroxychloroquine, which was not a form of, it was fish tank stuff. But now, New Hampshire. How many of you are listening there from New Hampshire? The House passes a bill allowing pharmacists to dispense ivermectin without a prescription. Oh, happy day. The American people can actually choose how to treat themselves. Yesterday we had Mr. H on with Immuno 150. I remember back in the day when I was still working for Derry Brownfield, and he talked, he had many shows where he talked about the government wanted to control all supplements. They even wanted to take aspirin off the market, and you had to get a prescription for aspirin. There was a name for that, and I can't remember. I want to say comatosis, but I don't think that was it, comatosis. But it was something weird like that. It didn't pass. But they have done a lot of regulating. And I'm not opposed to some regulations. We don't want to think that you can take this little magic pill and be 20 pounds lighter by morning. Although there are many of them that still say things like that. So anyway, in the House of New Hampshire, they are going to allow the pharmacist to dispense ivermectin without a prescription. Now here's what we're dealing with. Because of decades upon decades of filling our children with lies and hate for our nation instead of the truth. Even the truth that's ugly in the past of this country, it needs to be taught. You cannot learn if you don't remember the past. You'll repeat bad things. Kind of like our legislators are repeating the tyrannous ways of the king. Hundreds of Yale students protested a free speech event featuring progressives and conservatives who decided that they would have this event, proving that they could sit and talk and have peace. But there was no peace because the students came in and disrupted it all. They had free speech to protest free speech. They don't want free speech, but they want to protest free speech. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's back to the inside, outside, upside down, ass backwards thinking. They are selfish brats who have never had to work a day in their lives to earn anything with the sweat of their brows. So they had the freedom to protest free speech. Make sense to you? What if we took it away from them completely and told them, no, you have to sit down and be quiet. You have to do what you're told. We had students, college students, that protested when they put the masks back down. You don't have to wear the mask anymore. Yeah, we want to wear the mask. We want everybody to wear a mask because they're scared to death. The fear has been put in them, the fear of government, really, not the fear of God. A fear of virus. To be respected, it's a virus, but not to be feared. Not to be feared. The government hid much data. They don't want you to know what happened during the pandemic. They've hid the data. If you listen to some of the doctors that have come out against all that they were doing, when they refused hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and some of the other medications to help you at the beginning to get through that without ending up in the hospital, many lives could have been saved. They're hiding that data too. They're hiding the data that the jab for these young people is bad. They're hiding that data. Who is the enemy? You are not the enemy of the state. You created the state. Now, the state hates you, the creator, and wants to manipulate itself into something that is tyrannical and not freedom and not liberty. We're facing many things in this land right now. I've been busy writing articles this week and finishing some that I had started a long time ago. And if you may remember, I wrote in a monologue a few weeks ago about, and so it was in the days of Biden. Go back and read about some of the evil kings over Israel and what they did. The first thing they did was they pushed God aside. And then they went on with their tyrannical ways, evil ways, and the people suffered. And that's what we're seeing here in America and across the globe. The only thing for evil to triumph is when good men do nothing. So do we blame the enemy, or do we blame ourselves for doing nothing? How will you face your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren and say, I did nothing in the face of evil? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bill Bullard, and we're going to talk about private property rights, and we're going to talk about the cattle industry. It's for you, consumers. We'll be right back. Hear ye, now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Rudy gave me this little quip yesterday, and I said, I like it. I'm going to use it for the second half of the show today. When the fox administers justice, the chickens will always be found guilty. It kind of went along with the first part of the show when we're talking about who truly is the enemy. Well, we've talked to Bill Bullard before, and I'm just going to kind of turn it over to him here in just a few minutes. We've talked about the Packer and Stockyards Act, and what that was supposed to do back in 1921 was supposed to assure fair competition and fair trade practices to safeguard farmers and producers in the marketplace. But those industries are wealthy and powerful. They have the dollars to hire lobbyists and have been able to control and influence Congress for decades. Or perhaps since 1921, because that act was never, ever implemented. Because the Packer and Stockyards Act never was enforced, the cattlemen and the farmers lose, and so do the consumers. It costs us more. RCAF USA continues to fight for the cattlemen. And right now, with the inflation and the crisis around the world, it's more important than ever to make sure we have integrity and fair markets within our own borders. It's been a long time. It's my fault But I'll blame him, too, because I always tell him to call me if he wants to. But we had Bill Bullard on today. I decided it was way past time to get him on and talk about what's going on. He's the CEO of RCAF USA. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and it feels very good to visit with you again, Beth Ann. It has been a long time.
It has, and I apologize for that. But we've got to stay vigilant. And I'll tell you, we're chasing so many fires. It's been unreal. But what's going on? I know you're really working hard up there in D.C.
Well, let's start with the consumer. The consumer should be absolutely outraged right now. They're paying super inflated prices for beef, and they're buying beef that they don't know where it was raised. They're buying beef for their families that may have been raised in Namibia, Africa, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, or countries that simply do not have the infrastructure to ensure that the safety of the food. And right now, without mandatory country of origin labeling, consumers are in the dark when they go to buy beef for their families. And we need to change that. And right now, there's a bill in Congress to do that. It's Senate Bill 2716. It's a mandatory country of origin labeling bill for beef. And it would require all beef in the grocery stores to inform the consumer, the mother who's buying food for their children, as to what country the animal was born in, what country it was raised in, and what country it was harvested in. And if the consumer wants to buy the best beef in the world produced under the most stringent health and safety standards, they will exclusively purchase the beef that is exclusively born, raised, and harvested right here in the United States of America, where we do have the most stringent production standards in the world. And as you talked about, the power of the meat packers is such that they have held Congress at bay. They have caused Congress to repeal this country of origin labeling law for beef back in 2015. So now we need to bring it back. But it shows just how powerful they are. They have been able to shape the industry in the manner that best improves or best increases their profit margins and meets their shareholder goals. They have little to no concern over the consumer. And we're seeing that in the marketplace now. You simply cannot justify a marketplace where you have super inflated prices for beef, all-time record high prices for beef. You have strong beef demand. You have strong beef exports. And at the same time, cattle producers are still receiving prices for cattle that they received a decade ago. And a decade ago, the consumers were only spending about $4.30 a pound for beef. Now they're paying over $7 a pound. The market is fundamentally broken. The market is exploiting consumers and mothers who want to feed their children wholesome beef. And the only way that we're going to get this change is if consumers get on their phones and tell their member of Congress enough is enough. We have to have transparency in the marketplace. Consumers need to know where their food comes from. They need the right to have a label on the beef. And this is one way that consumers can help farmers, because both farmers on one end of the supply chain and consumers on the other are being exploited terribly right now.
And that is a call to action, because this isn't just an issue with the cattlemen. Obviously, they're the front line there, but it trickles down or up or whatever you want to call it to the consumers. And you are the ones who really need to know where that beef is coming from. We've heard so many stories, Bill, and of what has come across the borders one way or the other, whether we're talking about in little boats coming across the seas or literally across the borders. I remember years ago when somebody's brother that I knew, and I believe it was G.B. Oliver's brother Johnny, was talking about bringing cattle in from Mexico. And they didn't have to go through all the restrictions and guidelines and tests that our own farmers and ranchers go through.
Yeah, and you know, the United States used to have very stringent inspection programs for foreign beef plants. Up until the mid-90s, when the United States decided that it wanted to become a globalized nation and be a part of the World Trade Organization, we then relaxed our inspection requirements. So up until the mid-90s, the U.S. Department of Agriculture would actually send inspectors down to these countries in Costa Rica and Australia, New Zealand, and Nicaragua, and actually inspect the plants firsthand on a monthly basis. But they ceased doing that back then, and now they only do periodic inspections. And that's why we had tainted beef from Brazil that was being shipped around the world and trying to enter our border. And we simply don't have enough inspectors at the border to inspect every single package of 3 billion pounds of beef. And so consumers need to protect themselves. And the only way they can protect themselves is with knowledge and information. And the only way they can get that information is if Congress passes the country of origin labeling law, because we know without a doubt that the meat packers do not want consumers to know where the beef was produced or even how it was produced.
Let me repeat that number. I want to make sure that I wrote that Senate bill number down correctly. 2716?
Yes, Senate Bill 2716.
And I'm going to give Congress's phone number again. It's been a while since I've done that, but it's 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Give them a call. Talk to your senator. Tell them what you want. Demand it. You're their boss. It ain't the other way around. We've got so messed up. It's so bass backwards around here. As a show I did earlier this week, inside, outside, upside down, are just completely bass backwards. All the things that we're being told, all the things that are happening are the opposite of what should be happening, the opposite of what is good for the American people.
Right. So what the consumer needs to know is that their beef is wholesome and safe. And if they buy a product that is exclusively produced in the United States, they know it was produced under a production regime that would require the food to be wholesome and safe. And so Congress needs to fix that. But from the farmer and rancher's perspective, when the consumer is given a choice in the marketplace, that's where competition actually starts. It has to start at the retail level where the consumer makes informed choices. And when they make a choice, they send demand signals all the way through the supply chain. And so when consumers choose to buy the USA beef product, they will send a demand signal to the packers who up until now have been able to source the beef from 20 different countries, including the United States. But when the consumer buys an American product and sends that demand signal to the packer to replenish the inventory on the grocery store shelves, the packer has one choice and one choice only to source the cattle for that beef. They have to go to the American cattle farmer and rancher. So by consumers making choices that benefit their health and safety, they are also making choices that will help to strengthen and revitalize our failed farm and ranch system of agriculture that is under fire now. We're losing cattle producers are dropping like flies. We're losing our farmer feeders who feed the cattle until they're ready for harvest. And so the whole system is fundamentally broken. But the answer and the key lies in the consumer, the consumer's ability to make informed choices in the marketplace. And then when they do send that signal to the packer and the packer receives it, we need the packers to actually compete for the domestic cattle, which they're not doing now. And that's why the other bill in Congress, it's Senate Bill 949, will force the packers to compete, which will benefit both the consumer and the producer.
All right, we'll talk about that one a little bit more when we come back. And it is, it's on the consumer's back. It's up to you, folks. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go back, Bill. I want to go back to the consumer just for a moment. There's a lot of talk show hosts out there that say, I don't believe in boycotting. Well, I believe in boycotting. Let's buy American all the way across the board. But our food is more important than anything, really. It is. We've got to do it across the board. But the food for your family is vital. That it be made in America. At least you have the choice to know where it's coming from. And that's what he's talking about with the Senate Bill 2716. Go ahead.
I was going to say that's absolutely right. And the reason that we're in this situation is because Congress has been listening only to the packers, not to the people.
To the money.
it's the money. Follow the money. And as a result, we have this dysfunctional marketplace that is harming consumers and producers. And that's why the consumer really does need to step up and help to ensure the national food security of this nation, because it wasn't too many years ago, March of 2020, consumers were going to grocery stores and finding the grocery store shelves empty of beef. And when that occurred, the packers said, well, the problem is because there's such a high demand for beef, but there isn't enough capacity for all of the cattle that are available. So there's too many cattle causing cattle prices to decline or be reduced. And there's not enough beef, a shortage of beef that's causing beef prices to increase. So the problem with that argument and what Congress needs to understand is that you have four packers dominating the marketplace. They control 85% of the market. And those packers can exercise abusive market power that harms consumers and producers.
Absolutely.
And so they're using two tools in order to affect the inherent market power they possess by virtue of their dominant market position. Country of origin labeling will take one of those major tools away, because one of their tools is to bring in this cheap foreign substitute and pass it off to unsuspecting consumers as if it were produced in the United States. Country of origin labeling, that Senate Bill 2716 will fix that. But what the packers have done in the marketplace itself is they have purged competition from the market. And they accomplish this by shifting large volumes of cattle out of the competitive marketplace where competition does occur, and they place them in unpriced formula contracts that they call, we call them captive supplies. They like to use the term alternative marketing arrangements. But what this does is gives the packers the ability to purchase cattle essentially for the price that they want to pay, because they have so eliminated the competitive market forces in the marketplace that the market itself can no longer establish a competitive price for cattle. And because there's four packers controlling 85% of the market, the producer's hands are tied. They have no choice but to continue to market into this system that is fundamentally broken, that is harming the industry itself, as well as the consumers that ultimately, you know, need the best protein source in the world, which is beef.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, our families and our consumers out here, they need to step up. This is a call to action, my friends. Let's talk a little more in depth about the SB 949 again.
Okay, so that's the bill that forces packers to compete in a marketplace where they don't want to compete. And what it does is requires the packers to purchase at least 50%, at least half of their cattle, from the competitive market, which we call the negotiated cash market. It's where the packers would make an offer for a bid, and the producer would decide whether to accept the bid or say, I need a higher price. And right now, that marketplace has grown ultra thin, far too thin to establish a competitive price, and the meat packers don't even have to go to that market because they have so many cattle tied up in these unpriced forward contracts, again, that we call captive supplies or alternative marketing arrangements. And the fight is on because all the land-grant university economists are lining up in support of the beef packers, saying this is can all be explained away from the economic law of supply and demand. Too many cattle and not enough beef. And that's absolutely a bogus argument that they're making, and consumers can see right through it when they see these superinflated prices for beef while knowing that the producers are receiving depressed prices for cattle. And so we just need all of America to tell the members of Congress that they've been listening and been influenced by the wrong group. And it's the multinational beef packers that have been laughing all the way to the bank on the backs of hardworking American workers and hardworking U.S. cattle farmers and ranchers.
Individual and independent farming and ranching, they want to scoot that out. The stockyards and the packers, they want to have complete control. They don't want the individual farmers or ranchers to exist anymore. They're not important. They want to do it all. They want a monopoly, and they're getting a monopoly on it now, and we need to put a stop to that. Monopolies are not good, people. America used to stand up against them.
That's right.
And now we've got big tech monopolies, and we've got this going on. You know, I want to talk just a little bit. We'll be out of time here pretty soon. I want to give the Congress number again real fast. 202-224-3121. Two bills. Senate Bill 2716, Senate Bill 949. Those are pretty easy to remember. 2716 and 949. Give them a call and tell them you want them to act in the favor of the consumers and the producers. We've had a supply chain since you and I have talked. There's been a lot happen in the last year or so, with 2 years with the pandemic and all that. And I had health problems last year that, took a little whammy on me, but I never missed a show. But, we've had a supply chain disturbance. I think right. It had to do with policies more than anything else. And we still see empty shelves. You know, canned right. goods are not all there, and different things are missing off of the shelves. The consumers know that there's a problem, and I'm going to let you kind of address that. We're down to about a minute and a half, but I want you kind of address some of that on a whole.
So the problem is we embarked on what is called the Great failed globalization experiment.
Amen.
We believe that we could just rely on China. We could offshore our manufacturing firms, and there would never be any geopolitical problems that would disrupt any of the supply chains that are now all geared for this globalized market. And we completely lost sight of the need, the absolute need, to ensure that we have food self-sufficiency here in the United States of America. Through globalization, we were giving that away. Hopefully, we caught it in time and can bring it back. You know, we've lost over 500,000 cattle producers already from our industry, and there's very few, that's relatively few, when it's compared to the, you know, 320 million people that live in the United States of America. So the cattle producers need to be revitalized, re-strengthened. And the supply chains need to be rebuilt. They need to be rebuilt with an emphasis and focus on domestic manufacturing, domestic farm and ranch production directly to United States consumers. And then when there is excess, we should engage in international trade. But to become reliant on countries like China and Australia and Mexico and Canada for our basic foodstuffs is an absolute mistake, and hopefully we woke in time.
Careful on that word.
I know. I put the A in front of it.
All right. I'm gonna give a number. I just looked up the number for RCAF. It's 406-252-2516. Is that the correct number?
Yes, it is.
All right. 406-252-2516. Join RCAF as they help us bring America home. God bless you, Bill. Thank you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.